We're learning the Tshuvat Bechavadat. We're in Chelek Bet Siman Chaf. Three questions about Reseva Achalitenu in Birkat Amazon. Three separate questions that are somewhat related. So the halacha is, let's just mention it. If you forget Reseva Achalitenu Shel Shabbat, you have to go back. You have to repeat Shemana Esrei. You have to repeat Birkat Amazon, rather. You have to repeat Birkat Amazon because the Seuda requires you to eat. You have to eat on Shabbat. If you forgot to mention Shabbat in Birkat Amazon, you have to repeat Birkat Amazon. However, there's one, like, exception. If you look in the Sidur, it's one of those paragraphs not so well known, but the Gemara in Brachot, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, says, if you forgot right after Baruch Atah Bnei Yerushalayim Amen, you're like, ooh, I forgot Retzeva Achlitzenu, so don't say that. But what you do say is the following lines. It's in the Sidur. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Asher Natan Shabbatot Limnucha Le'amo Yisrael Be'ahava, Le'ot Ve'Livrit, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbat. There's a special bracha you can add in. Now the Gemara says, only v'hu shelo itchil hatov amitiv. So long as you didn't start yet the next bracha. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei Yerushalayim, Amen, and you remembered right there, you say the special paragraph, Asher Natan Shabbatot Limnucha Le'ot Le'Brit, and then you continue. If you remember later, you have to repeat all of Birkat Amazon. So what if you do the following? Now this special paragraph says, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Asher Natan Shabbatot. So, the next paragraph after Bnei Yerushalayim Amen is Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Ha'el Avinu. So let's say he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. You're like, ooh, now I remembered. You said the first couple of words of the next bracha. So there's a Gemara that says, so now the question is, do you have to repeat it? Can you still say it then or not? You started Hatov Emetiv. Can you still say the special paragraph? Or do you have to repeat all of Birkat Amazon? So there's a Gemara that says as follows. The Gemara says, look, if you took a cup of water in your hand, and you thought it was wine, and you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, and you're about to say Borei Pri HaGefen because you think it's wine, and then you decide to take a look. You're like, ooh, it's water. Shakol Yamizvaro. So is that good or not? You started the bracha thinking that it was wine. So the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you said it's wine, and then the end you said Shakol Yamizvaro on water. So does that work? You had two different mindsets for two different halves of this bracha. Does that work or not? The Gemara doesn't answer. The Gemara doesn't resolve it. The Shulchan Aruch writes, hey, safek brachot lakim. Since brachot are derabanan, we'll let it go by. No problem. It's all good. So Rav Avadya writes, same thing here. Same thing here. Remembering, mentioning Shabbat and Birkat Amazon is only din derabanan. To mention Reseva Achlitzenu is only min derabanan. Since the whole din is derabanan anyway, he says, so okay, if you already started saying Baruch Atah Hashem, as long as you didn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Ha'el Avinu Malkeinu Adrein Boreinu, so then you could still go back into Asher Natan Shabbatot Limnucha. There's a Chida who says otherwise. Others disagree. He says no. As long as he's, the Gemara said Hu Sheitchil. What do you mean Hu Sheitchil? Not that he said Baruch Atah Hashem. Hu Sheitchil. You mean you said something specific about Atov Ametiv. So he says Alecha L'Maaseh in the end of the day. So long as you said you have to bring Yerushalayim Amen. And you're like, ooh, Ritzei, you could say the paragraph. As long as the Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, you could still say the paragraph. Once you say the word Ha'el, so now you're stuck. Now you started saying the Baruch Atah Hashem, so now you can't go back anymore. Now you have to repeat the entire Birkat Amazon.
So there's, I have a glass of wine, I have a glass of water, whatever it is. Or let's make it fruit to make it more complicated. If it's Adama, does it matter if I said Adama, Adama?
In theory, no. We go assume Brachot La'akel, we're going to allow it in all cases. Yeah. Even the other way around. Correct. Even if you had it the other way around, it will work. The second question is,
which part of Birkat Amazon is the video right
now? The first three Brachot. Mentioning Shabbat is not. Mentioning Shabbat is Dindra Banan. Meaning you only forgot to mention Shabbat. You said, though, you're saying all the Brachot. Correct. So that's why I was careful here. It's not that you're not sure if you said Birkat Amazon. You said Birkat Amazon, in the middle of Birkat Amazon. You only didn't mention Ritzei. And now the question is, did I continue enough into Atov HaMetiv? That's a Dindra Banan. Birkat Amazon, the Gadol itself is a Dindra Raita, correct? This detail is not. The second question is, what if you forgot Ritzei Valkin Kenneth Sudash Lishit? That's the next question. What about a woman who forgot Ritzei Valkin Kenneth on Shabbat? Does she have to go back? Why not? Why wouldn't a woman not have to go back? So what is a woman's requirement in Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat? And we said, the reason you have to repeat Birkat Amazon is because there's a mitzvah to eat bread. Since there's a mitzvah to eat bread, so Chazal said there's a mitzvah to say Birkat Amazon with Ritzei V'Achlitzenu. Since it's a mitzvah to say to eat bread and to say Mirkat Mazon to say Machlitenu, you didn't do it. You got to go back. So what about a woman? Is a woman obligated in Shalosh Seudot b'Shabbat? So Rabbi Natan said yes. You know why? Afen hayu ba'oto anis. Afen hayu ba'oto anis. Meaning, why are we having three meals on Shabbat? To remember the man that fell. So the women participated in the man also. So okay, afen hayu ba'oto anis. They're also obligated in Birkat in Shalosh Seudot, and Mimelo also in Birkat Hamazon. The Ramban and the Ranch looked at the Rabbi Natan. What are you talking about? Women are obligated in Shabbat just like men. Zachor v'shamor b'dibur echad. The Gemara says, that's what we say, right? Shamor v'zachor b'dibur echad de'emru. Everything that men are obligated in Shabbat, women are obligated in Shabbat, whatever it is, they're obligated. That's the same thing. Yes, it's the third bracha. Correct.
So what's the problem? I don't understand. Is the third coming after?
Correct. Retake before.
No, but I'm saying, you know, if you didn't say it,
yeah.
And you said that thing, you know, the...
Correct, for the Yerushalayim.
That was after Bnei Yerushalayim.
Correct, so you give you one out. You have one option to get back. That's it. Once you start the next bracha, you're done. Then, so a woman, we see, is obligated in Shalosh Seudot B'Shabbat, just like a man. Either she's obligated because Afen Ayubot Onis, which has its own package of problems, or she's obligated because of everything on Shabbat is equal, and therefore it makes sense. If she forgets to Birkat Hamazon, if she forgets Ritzei V'Chitzenu in Birkat Hamazon, she needs to go back and repeat Birkat Hamazon. Now there is a whole question if women are obligated to Birkat Hamazon on a Wednesday, Midoraita or only Midrabanan. That's a big machloket, because are women obligated because maybe it's Ashala Adamash or Natatalanu, they didn't get Yerusha in the land. There's a machloket, whether they're obligated, whether they have to say breach the Torah, a whole back and forth.
Is it a problem to say both of them?
Yeah, only the one.
No, but is it a problem to say?
Yeah.
Because there's no bracha in the
correct, but you should only say, why are you saying both? Why would you ever say both?
I'm just asking.
Why would you ever say both?
I'm just asking, is it a problem?
To yeah, say it's wrong.
Wrong.
Yeah. There's a machloket whether a woman's obligated in Birkat Hamazon Bechlal. And therefore, there's a Rambam that because we're not sure if women are obligated in Birkat Hamazon, she should not make Birkat Hamazon for a man because a man is obligated midoraita. She's only safek. Rav Avadya writes in the end of the day, in the end of the day, if a woman forgot Ritzei V'Chitzenu on Shabbat, she needs to repeat Birkat Hamazon because just like a man, she's obligated in Seudot Shabbat. So that she's obligated in Ritzei V'Chitzenu, she forgets that she needs to repeat.
Implicit in this is that you almost have to tell the mitzvah of Suda if you say
Birkat Hamazon.
If I eat a king's ransom of bread and don't say Birkat Hamazon, did I have to tell the mitzvah of Suda Shabbat?
Yeah, you did.
So why?
The Rabbanan predicated the Rabbanan. You have to mention, because there's a chiyuv Suda, you have to mention Ritzei. Yeah, you fulfilled your mitzvah of Suda. You just violated the din of Birkat Hamazon.
So why are you forcing the woman to say Birkat Hamazon again?
Because she didn't say. Because Chazal said, whenever you have a mitzvah to eat, you must say Birkat Hamazon and mention the reason. So Din Rabbanan. It's a separate Din Rabbanan.
And he said there's no bracha involved. Why is it so critical to say before Bnei Yerushalayim? Why not at the end?
There is a bracha involved. Bracha doesn't make it a Shabbat. Correct. Yeah. Correct. There is a bracha.
Why the Tachalitzenu cannot be just by itself
at the end? So it needs to be in the essential part of, it sounds like it needs to be in the essential part of Birkat Hamazon. So let's talk about this. Birkat Hamazon has four brachot, right? The fourth bracha is Rabbanan. The first three brachot are Doraita. Right. It sounds like Ritzei V'Chitzenu needs to be in the first part. That once you started saying Atov Amitiv, you transitioned to something different. Once you start saying Atov Amitiv, you're now transitioned to another topic. And therefore, you missed out on Ritzei V'Chitzenu. It sounds like, the Gemara doesn't say this explicitly, I'm elaborating, but it sounds like Ritzei V'Chitzenu needs to be in the first part of Birkat Hamazon. And if you missed it, it's over. So we give you one out. Bnei Yerushalayim, amen, right now you could add it in. Once you start the next paragraph, you're done.
Why not earlier?
Okay, good question. Okay. And if it would have been earlier, you would have said, why not later?
It's talking about Chorban
Yerushalayim.
Also.
Chanukah
and Purim. Because Chanukah and Purim are more about Thanksgiving, so the second bracha of Birkat Hamazon is about thank you, so it makes sense to include it there. But Ya'alev Yavon and Birkat Hamazon are just about mentioning that it's Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh, so we say that towards the end. Why did they put it there and they didn't put it in the first bracha? I hear it. Okay, good question for another time. But it's a good question. But it sounds like Rosh HaLitin needs to be part of the first half of Birkat HaMazon. Otherwise, it doesn't count. Just the last din, the last question he has is, what if you forget to say Rosh HaLitin as Suda Shlishit? What's the difference? What's the difference? I just told you, if you forget to say Rosh HaLitin at a meal, you have to repeat it. Even the woman has to repeat it. She's obligated to eat the meal. Since she's obligated to Suda, you're obligated to Birkat HaMazon with Rosh HaLitin. If you forget it, you got to repeat it. Because there's an out. Suda Shlishi technically may not need bread. L'chatchila should have bread. But you could fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shlishi without bread, with mini targima, with perot, with something else if you don't want to eat bread. Therefore, if there's no chiyuv to eat bread, so Chazal never said you must say Birkat HaMazon with Rosh HaLitinu, because there's no must. There can't be a must. If you don't have to eat bread, you don't have to say Birkat HaMazon. If you don't have to say Birkat HaMazon, you don't have to say Rosh HaLitinu during that. So even if you did eat bread, and you said Birkat HaMazon, since there's no obligation to do so, if you forget Rosh HaLitinu as Suda Shlishit, you don't have to go back to repeat. Now he points out that Alfi Kabbalah, that Suda Shlishit might be the most important of the Sudos, might be the Ikar, might be all of these things. He says that might be true, but not for repeating Birkat HaMazon. It could have all of these wonderful qualities, it doesn't mean you have to repeat Birkat HaMazon. Repeating Birkat HaMazon is only when there's a chiyuv to eat bread. Since there's only a chiyuv to eat bread at the first two meals, there's no chiyuv to eat bread at the third meal, therefore Birkat HaMazon is not a chiyuv. Therefore, Rosh HaLitinu is not a chiyuv. If you forget Rosh HaLitinu, so that's the sheet, you do not have to repeat Birkat HaMazon.